Welcome to October's monthly tech wrap-up. Today we will take a look at some of top business tech's top tech stories that received the most views in the month of October. First, we will look at what incentives are there for businesses to go solar in 2022. Devin Pardita, editor-in-chief at Rehack, took a closer look at the incentives for businesses to go solar in 2022. Today, more individuals are searching for sustainable goods and services to shrink their carbon footprints. Eco-consumer demands cause businesses to transition away from emission-producing practices. Many companies are supporting their sustainable manufacturing and distributing practices with renewable energy. The solar industry experienced its most profitable year in 2020. Since then, it has developed technological advancements and higher production rates. Specific incentives and government support are currently working to compel companies to go solar. When Joe Biden took office, he created the Build Back Better plan, supporting sustainable development and employment. He additionally established a national carbon neutrality goal, increasing the demand for emission-free energy sourcing. President Biden extended the solar tax credit to achieve these goals, increasing individuals' and companies' access to clean energy. The coal industry employs nearly 160,000 workers, and the renewable energy sector supports 777,000 workers. There are also more job opportunities in clean electricity, so converting our power reliance towards green sources can improve employment opportunities and security. Biden financially supports businesses' adoption of solar energy with the Build Back Better plan's sustainable investment. He distributed US$TRN throughout the renewable electricity sector and other climate change prevention efforts. Part of the funding supported the solar tax extension. One incentive pushing businesses to go solar is the solar tax credit. In 2021, individuals expected the credit to drop by 4%. As Congress previously stated, minimizing the incentive would have reduced solar sales, increased emissions, and decreased the nation's sustainability. This June, President Biden decided to extend the solar investment tax credit for 2 years. Now, when companies purchase solar panels, they receive a 26% tax credit, enhancing the system's affordability. In addition, they can set aside their financial gains, using them to pay off their initial purchase quickly. Another incentive for going solar is the state-by-state cash rebate. If a company is one of the first in its area to install solar, it may be eligible for a discount. Some rebates reach up to 20%, significantly minimizing the cost of a system. Certain states also offer solar renewable energy certificates. Businesses can sell their SRECs to utility companies, increasing the profitability of their system's excess power production. They also support the state's sustainability levels by providing them with emission-free energy. Many states recognize and reward companies for their clean energy production efforts. Additionally, companies are eligible for performance-based incentives after purchasing and installing solar systems. Like SRECs, PBIs pay businesses for the solar energy they produce. The incentive provides companies with a routine check based on kilowatt-hour credits. Depending on the size of one's solar array, one can generate a significant profit over time. Companies also improve their finances using solar by minimizing their utility costs. Solar panels produce the most cost-effective electricity on the market. Business owners can benefit from minimizing their energy costs, putting their extra funds towards profitable endeavors. They may also use the money to pay off their solar loans, eliminating their electricity costs over time. The size and price of a system determine the amount of time it takes a company to eliminate its utility costs. A 5-kilowatt version is $15,000 on average, helping individuals pay it off quickly. A 10-kilowatt system is about $22,500, increasing the time it takes a business owner to eliminate their energy costs. Once companies pay off their systems, they can use their excess funds to support their workers, offering more extensive benefits. Financial and care benefits may improve a company's ability to maintain consistent and reliable employment rates. Utilizing solar energy also improves consumer loyalty levels, increasing one's profitability. Currently, 62% of Gen Z and millennial customers prefer sustainable goods and services over ecologically degrading versions. Also, roughly 73% of Generation Z consumers are willing to pay higher prices for sustainably manufactured products. Businesses can remain competitive in their fields by catering to eco-consumer demands. Over time, investing in renewable energy systems will improve the profitability of a company. It also increases its marketability, catering towards a booming target audience. Researchers predict a sustainable and circular economy will support industries in the future. Companies can prepare for the mass shift towards sustainability by adopting renewable energy and other sustainable practices today. Consumers also search for goods and services with small carbon footprints. When businesses use solar energy to manufacture their products, they may develop low-carbon, sustainable options for customers. Another solar incentive for business owners is energy independence. U.S. companies lose $150 billion in sales annually from power outages. As the global temperature rises and the frequency of natural disasters increases, individuals can expect the number of brownouts and blackouts to grow. Companies can limit profit losses associated with outages by installing solar panels. Eliminating one's reliance on the grid can improve their electricity reliability. It also gives businesses a leg up on their competitors. If they are the only ones open following a significant storm, their sales will increase. President Biden plans on accessing 40% of the country's electricity from renewable sources by the next decade. Currently, a minimal number of clean electric grid systems are supporting national energy needs. These incentives help companies back President Biden's plan to normalize solar electricity use and create more green jobs. The next story, we will discuss how to find and maximize digital value in any M and a deal post-pandemic. This article was posted in September but has seen increased interest throughout the month of October. Merlin Piscitelli, Crow, EMEA at DataCite, shared his advice on finding and maximizing digital value in any M and a deal. The COVID-19 pandemic accelerated digital investment as companies look to maximize digital value, pivoting their operating model to ensure resilience and competitiveness. Traditionally, M and a deals have been notoriously relationship-driven, with regular in-person meetings, conferences, and social engagements throughout the process to push forward deals. However, 2020 saw the M&A industry, like other sectors, dramatically change as employees and businesses across the country found themselves immediately dispatched from their offices to begin the biggest work-from-home experiment in history. While this digital mandate isn't new, it has been a catalyst for businesses to embrace digital transformation. For many dealmakers, the pandemic stimulated much-needed digital transformation in the sector, pushing dealmakers away from traditional processes of face-to-face meetings and instead towards Zoom conference calls, remote collaboration, and digital tools seemingly overnight. Thanks to the rapid acceleration and adoption of digital transformation, M&A has continued to thrive and exceed expectations despite much uncertainty and economic disruption. According to DataCite's High Deal Drivers report, there are €578 billion worth of deals during H1 2021, a 15% rise on H2 2020. Deal volumes also grew in the first half of 2021 with 4,691 deals across the EMEA region, an increase of 9% on the second half of 2020 and a 42% rise on the same period of last year. With 66% of dealmakers believing virtual dealmaking is set to stay post-pandemic, maximizing and leveraging digital value moving forward will become ever more important if the M&A industry hopes to stay competitive post-pandemic. So, why should M&A professionals look to maximize digital value in M&A long term? M&A can often be a time-consuming and unnecessarily complex process, but by implementing the right technology and tools to streamline the M&A management process, dealmakers can protect the two key indicators crucial to success in any deal: time and efficiency. Digitizing the entire M&A lifecycle is crucial for companies looking to generate efficiencies, achieve financial targets, and revenue growth. In many instances, having the right tools and processes can mean the difference between M&A success and failure. To drive value as soon as possible, acquisition speed is critical. One of the most timely processes is due diligence, which usually takes 3 to 6 months. However, by digitizing the process, the time it takes to perform due diligence can be decreased. In fact, a recent DataCite survey found that by maximizing digital value in M&A, 71% of UK dealmakers expect due diligence to take less than 1 month by 2025. As most parties and advisors to a M&A transaction work remotely, more due diligence is being completed virtually in data rooms. Digital tools also enable more robust data management and communications. Analytics and reporting and the administration of multiple scenario analyses or financial modeling. This can make the entire M&A process more accurate, faster, and less labor-intensive. It is also very important for teams to leverage digital communications, as well as tools and platforms for collaboration and project management to make decisions and resolve issues. Dealmakers are also finding that by digitizing the process, they can make it more secure. This is a particular concern in the UK, where 54% of dealmakers say data or cybersecurity concerns are the most common issue uncovered in due diligence that causes the withdrawal from a deal. Companies and dealmakers must look to AI-based digital tools that can execute tasks efficiently, particularly as hybrid working arrangements largely remain in place to maximize digital value in dealmaking. By adopting AI-based technology, M&A professionals can tackle pre-existing efficiencies by automating time-consuming tasks, such as collecting and categorizing the due diligence materials, redaction, and contract analysis. As we've seen, AI-powered tools are quickly becoming commonplace in helping the sell side prepare deals and conduct due diligence. Although it sounds straightforward, one of the most challenging parts of the M&A process is organizing and preparing the files needed for review by potential investors or purchasers. The average investment banking analyst will often spend weeks at a time analyzing thousands of documents to collate, organize and prepare the documents or assets required by potential investors or purchasers. However, by implementing AI and machine learning, content organizing and categorizing can be automated and streamlined, resulting in a faster and more precise outcome. Processes can be condensed to a matter of minutes instead of weeks, allowing dealmakers to redirect their focus to more pressing activities. The right balance between human decision-making and technology can be difficult to strike. While AI is making the M&A process easier and faster, there is a very human element in dealmaking that cannot be replaced. From relationship building, networking, and human collaboration, strategy, negotiation, and deal preparation all require human intelligence, experience, and expertise. Unfortunately, these are processes that cannot be automated. As it stands, no technology can replicate everything needed for a successful M&A strategy and deal. New technologies are capable of augmenting the work of advisors, but they will never be fully replaceable. Still, it is more than clear that technological innovation is moving the dial in making deals more efficient. Even post-pandemic, with the right AI and machine learning digital tools, dealmakers can speed up the process and enhance the entire M&A lifecycle. Therefore, it's vital that the barriers to technology adoption throughout the M&A process are addressed and rectified. According to DataCite's UK M&A report, 89% of UK practitioners reported that financial or investment constraints are one of the main barriers to their company adopting M&A process-related digital technologies. Therefore, investment in technology and digital capabilities will be critical for M&A professionals looking for new avenues for growth and optimization post-pandemic. The final story for today's podcast is our discussion with Jack Bedell-Pierce, CEO and co-founder of 4D Data Centers, who looked at how high-performance computing might be the future of computing and the challenges and opportunities it presents. High-performance computing is now having a tremendous impact on a number of industries, helping to solve complex issues in science, engineering, and business. Once only available to university institutions and major corporations, it has now opened up into mainstream use, in part thanks to colocation data centers, which can offer the infrastructure needed to host HPC as a service to companies that wouldn't be able to. The shift in focus towards a digital need, as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, has now got many companies thinking about how to safely store their on-premise servers, which are consuming more processing power and data storage than ever before. For science in particular, the impact of COVID-19 has shown the world how important HPC can be in the fight against the virus. Significantly more powerful than regular computers, HPC can process extremely large amounts of data quickly, which can lead to faster insights, quicker diagnosis, and the ability to conduct research into potential vaccines. While millions of people across the world have already been vaccinated against COVID-19, extensive research needs to be conducted to develop future strategies and contain any further threats of COVID-19 in future. And work has already begun to do just that. At the height of the global pandemic in March 2020, the U.S. federal government launched the COVID-19 High Performance Computing Consortium, with support from companies such as Google, Hewlett-Packard, IBM, Microsoft, and NASA. This brought together industry and academic leaders from across the world and provided access to the most powerful high-performance computing resources in support of COVID-19 research. Made up of 43 members, there are currently 100 projects utilizing 50,000 GPUs, 165,000 nodes, and 6.8 million CPU cores. They can perform around 330 trillion floating-point operations per second, equivalent to 330 petaflops. The powerful algorithms which supercomputers possess can hopefully be instrumental in reducing the time it takes to bring life-saving medicines to market, according to the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America. Clinical trials take 6 to 7 years to complete, on average, raising the cost of R&D to $2.6 billion, while HPC offers significant advantages to the medical science industry. There are other sectors where it has been used well. They include media and entertainment, to edit feature films, render special effects, and stream live events across the world. Additionally, in artificial intelligence and machine learning, HPC has helped to detect credit card fraud, teach self-driving vehicles, and improve cancer screening techniques. New supercomputers are being launched across the world, and it is a welcome sight as we look at finding new ways to handle intensive data processing activities. In July 2021, the UK introduced the country's most powerful supercomputer, Cambridge One, developed by NVIDIA. Cambridge One delivers more than 400 petaflops of AI performance and 8 petaflops of LINPACK performance, which will be used to help scientists and healthcare experts use the powerful combination of AI and simulation to bolster the country's world-leading life sciences industry. Cambridge One is the first supercomputer that NVIDIA has dedicated to advancing industry-specific research in the UK. The company also intends to build an AI center for excellence in Cambridge, featuring a new ARM-based supercomputer, which will support more industries across the country. In the USA, Hewlett-Packard and AMD are planning to install what they expect to be the world's fastest supercomputer, El Capitan. In 2023, it is expected to perform quicker than today's 200 fastest supercomputers combined, with both companies promising it will perform at 2 exaflops, or 2 quintillion calculations per second. To put this into context, if the world's human population could perform one such calculation per second, it would take everybody 8 years to match 1 second's worth of El Capitan computing. Understanding the potential of HPC is key, and these two examples of new supercomputers are proof there is an abundance of technology waiting to be deployed to tackle tomorrow's challenges. So it's no surprise to hear more companies are looking at ways to tap into the potential of the lucrative HPC market, which is estimated to be worth $49.4 billion by 2025. In a world where technology continues to make rapid progress, the need and demand for HPC has become more urgent. It does come with its challenges, though. While the ability to quickly and accurately process large amounts of data is appealing to any company, the cost of setting up an HPC system and then maintaining it is high. There is huge capital expenditure involved in the supporting infrastructure, and this factor alone can restrict startups and SMEs from adopting HPCs, especially as the energy requirements needed are huge and HPCs also require specialist water cooling systems. As most companies don't possess the infrastructure needed to host their own HPC system, the idea of working together with a data center allows them to take advantage of the benefits without it costing the earth. As HPC requirements differ from case to case, though, choosing the right solution will be one of the most important investment decisions a business can make, especially when looking at the bigger picture so it doesn't affect the company's growth plans. The impact of HPC has already been felt across the world, but taking time to understand its benefits will allow companies to take advantage of its endless opportunities. And with that, Top Business Tech would like to thank you all for listening to this episode of the Monthly Tech Wrap-Up. If you enjoyed this podcast, please sign up for access to Top Business Tech's premium online and mobile content, which includes the latest global trends, news, and insights. Our online publication allows you to access unlimited credible knowledge and information daily through written articles, podcasts, and webinars. To do this, all you have to do is visit www.tbtech.co/signup/.